Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, doTERRA style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's good to have everybody here back after the new year.
Yay, January 2nd.
2017.
I know.
Okay, so we got someone very special here that we want to talk about. But as always, we need to hear, how did we come upon meeting this spectacular person that we're about to talk about and talk with?
Well, it's funny, as we were preparing to get on, log on, talk to her, I sat here and I thought, how did I meet this diamond? I couldn't even remember, because she just kind of popped into our life like she had always been there. It was very strange.
I'll be honest. When I first met her, that's what I kind of thought. Yeah. I go, oh, she must be already part of the group. That's cool.
Right.
Come on in. Hey, hi.
So, but I think the first official time I met her was at last leadership. And we got to sit down to lunch with her. But it just felt like we had already known her. And she was, I think when we met, we were gold at the time. Yeah, gold at the time, and then we watched her rise to platinum, and then she hit diamond all in the same year. So I'm kind of excited, and she's actually someone I wanted to interview when we were talking about interviewing each rank, and she came to mind. But then all of a sudden, when she went diamond, I'm like, yes, let's do it for our interview. We want to introduce a newer diamond and someone who's been listening to our podcast for a while, Lindsay Gunsalls. Lindsay, thank you for joining us.
Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Can I say one real quick thing? When I met you was at leadership, and it was a couple of years ago.
No, it was last year.
Or last year? Okay, last year. That's right. We were having lunch at Islands,
like I said, it
Islands.
Feels like it's just...
So, and here's my thing. And we'll get you to talk. The thing that I remember was I met you, and your name kind of stands out. It's unique. It's different. So it just stuck in my head. But the thing that I can tell you about you and about all great people, really, is that when someone is really good at something, you constantly hear, you just kind of, their name keeps coming up. Somehow, some way, you can't avoid it. You know what I mean? And so what I was noticing was, especially on Facebook or in the Diamond groups or any groups in particular with when it comes to doTERRA, is I kept hearing your name. And I just kept thinking, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, of course, Lindsay, yeah. And then all of a sudden it was, Lindsay just hit diamond. I was like, what? That's awesome. Yes. And so it was, to me, that's like the sign of someone who's great, is you just can't avoid them. You run into them. You know, and it's a good thing. It's because that's the kind of circles that we run in. We try to surround ourselves with great people who think, you know, similarly to us. And you know, when you keep running into the same people, you got to ask yourself, hey, maybe this is another amazing person that we should be talking to and spending time with. So I just wanted to say that about you real quick.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. And like I was sharing earlier with you guys, I'm sure like many people who are listening to you right now, they are in the early stages of their business, and your podcast for me, really in those early beginning stages, really encouraged me. It really put like this voice and this action to like my dream with doTERRA. And I listening to you, I'm like, this is what it sounds like, and this is what it looks like to take this business really seriously. And you guys have always just been so real. And I've really, really appreciated that. And so you have created tremendous value, not only to me and in my life, but to many of the leaders on my team. Oh my gosh. Like so many of them are geeking out. They're like so excited that I'm going to be on your podcast. They love you guys. They really do. And so I wanted to say that I just all mutual love and appreciation. So I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thank awesome. You. It's funny because a lot of your team members are just dear friends of ours, and it's almost like they're our team members.
I know, like little honorees. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny. So let's jump into this. When did you get started in this business?
Yeah, it was. Let's see. Well, it was okay. Somebody get my friend Amy Culp gave me a sample of Digest Zen when I was pregnant with my daughter, who just turned two. So she gave me a sample of Digest Zen, and I remember going to the doctor, and she handed me this 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper full of medication that I wasn't allowed to take while I'm pregnant. Right, it's not safe.
Right.
And I had just kind of begun to think, well, why is this safe to take when I'm not pregnant? And just with the news of a little one coming, I just was looking for natural things. And doTERRA just sort of came into my life at the perfect time. And Digest Zen, we know, is that works every time. And it rocked my world. And I was like, this stuff is different. It's amazing. So I just fell in love with the oils. And I've always been the type of person who shares what they love,
yes.
You know? And so just really came naturally to me. I think I posted a picture of my little keychain, my little vial keychain on Instagram. And it got all this buzz. All these people were like, where did you get those? How can I get those? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not selling them. I can share my person with you, but I'm not selling them. And the more I sat there and thought about it, I'm like, why don't I do this? Why don't I share and just see what happens? And when I brought this first to my husband, he was like, okay. He was still very skeptical.
Right.
I had no idea how to use oils. I poured half a bottle of peppermint on his scalp. Because I read somewhere that peppermint was good for an invigorating scalp massage. And so I'm like, I'm going to make my husband fall in love with these oils. I'm going to give him a scalp massage. Guys, he's like, babe, this is really burning. Like, this is really hot. And my hands are on fire. And I'm like, it's fine. It's good. Holy cow. So I know, you guys, it was so bad. So I like to tell my builders that when they're like, I don't know enough about the oils. I'm like, listen, I poured half a bottle of peppermint on my husband's head. You can do this. So needless to say, I've learned quite a bit since then. That was in June of 2014 was when I had my first class. And that was when I decided to just invite people in and just to share my passion with them. And this is so funny. Still to this day, my very first class had the most enrollment out of any classes I've ever taught. And it was an utter train wreck, you guys. It was all over the place. I didn't have a class in a box outline. I didn't have share success. I didn't have edge success. I didn't have any of that stuff. I was listening to other people teach online, like on YouTube, before they had to pull everything after compliance, but I would watch people teach and I just took notes and I made up my own class outline and I just was like, I'm doing this.
That's awesome.
But it was a total train wreck. And I think like 10 people signed up at my first class or 12 people or something like that. So, and I think that that's just, you know, you guys talk about this a lot too. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it.
Yeah.
And I was so passionate. I was so excited. And people are like, what oils can I use for this? That I'm like, I don't know, but you need these. You need them in your home. They're amazing. And they're like, okay, Lindsay, I trust you, you know? So that was how it all began for me. I had a baby that fall, kind of took some time off. And at that point, I had 0 leaders on my team. And it was hard for me. I was trudging along and it took me 8 months for my first leader to emerge, Jerry Grimes, who you guys all know and love.
Yes.
She signed up at my first class, but it took her 8 months to decide she wanted to build. And now she's a gold.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's my rock. I'm so grateful for her.
Yeah, we love
and
her.
So I know she's a gem. So it was a lonely road during those first 8 months. Like, I didn't have anyone running with me. And there were many times that I thought about quitting. I'm like, is this worth it? I don't know if this is worth it. And just something about the new year, which I think is so perfect for being interviewed in January. 2 years ago this month, I hit elite for the first time. And that was when I just was like, I'm doing this. I ran a 42 PB order at midnight on January 31st and it bumped me up to elite. And I was just showing my team actually yesterday on our team call. I still have my executive and my elite and my premier little mailers that they sent me. And I showed them, I'm like, you guys, this was not that long. This was 2 years ago. Like, if I can do this, you can do this. And so anyways, and then it just all kind of, I just had some rock stars. Just, I think that once you begin to find yourself and just keep going, keep trudging through. In the beginning, it's hard because sometimes people, they need to kind of see that you are credible or that you're really in it, that your heart is really in it. And then I think after, you know, maybe that 6 month, 9 month, 12 month mark, especially, is really when I think your community begins to notice, like, okay, she's serious or he's serious. They're really doing this. And that credibility begins to really attract like a massive amount of people to your organization, or at least that's kind of how it's happened to me. I really feel like that's a strong suit of mine, is I feel like I'm really good at attracting great leaders to my organization. It hasn't always been that way.
Right.
Because remember, I didn't have any leaders for 8 months. It took me a while to learn that skill. But yeah, my first convention came home and hit silver that month. That was September 2015. Hit silver that month, hit gold 2 months later, did Diamond Club the following spring, hit platinum while I did Diamond Club, and then just hit diamond in November. So that's kind of been my journey. And I just, through the ups and the downs, it's been phenomenal. And I feel like it's only the beginning.
Right.
It really is. So.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I love it. I love hearing your journey. And I loved actually the part where you said it was lonely. Let's talk about that for a second, mm-hmm. because
yeah.
no one wants to talk about the times when you're like, anybody out mm-hmm. there? So tell me how did you get through mm-hmm. that period of time where it was lonely till when you know, and then what did you do actively to keep moving forward in that time? Because I think that, like you said, once you get to that 9 month mark, then things move along. But what did you do to keep moving forward, even in those lonely hours?
Yep. I surrounded myself with what I would consider a far off mentor. You guys were one of them. I watched a lot of like Callie Wilson stuff. Just anything that I could do to get surround myself with positive voices and positive, it kept me in the future of my business rather than the current reality now of, I know that I will be a diamond. I know that I will be. I always had that conviction that the only difference between me and the Villas, or me and Nicole Vincent, one of my uplines, or Roxy Saran, another one of my uplines, like the only difference between me and them is time. And I really believed that. And I just, you know, and there was, of course, that back and forth. There were days where I had to just kind of like, I don't want to do anything today. And that's a crappy place to be. But just that tenacity and that determination and that resilience of, hey, even when I am super excited about this class and I bought all of this food and I had everything ready and no one shows up, like that, you know, and surrounding myself with those positive voices, I would hear things like how Justin Harrison's class, he flew all the way up to, what was it, Alaska or something, and like no one showed up. I'm like, okay, if Justin Harrison had classes where people didn't show up, it was things like that that really encouraged me, like, I'm not alone. I feel lonely right now, but I'm not alone because everybody who has gotten to where I want to be has been here as well.
Yeah.
And so just know that if you're in that place in your business and you're like, I don't have any builders yet, or I don't have anyone really running with me, I feel like I'm alone. You might feel alone right now, but you're not alone in the sense that everyone's been there and it's not abnormal. It's not just you. It's a part of this process. It's a part of your journey. It's a part of the growth. And someday you're going to be able to encourage your leaders when they're in your position. Just like I am right now, you're going to be in my position someday, encouraging others with that. So, yeah.
I had this thought while you were talking there. It's like, in fact, I'm reading a book right now, and they talked about how lonely it can be when you're doing something that nobody has done before. And so, like, to me, I think, well, then that should be normal. That should be the norm, that you feel lonely sometimes, because ultimately who you are is who you, what you've been doing all the way up to this point. And if you're going to do something different, you're going to be doing it alone for the most part. You're going to be out there meeting brand new people. And so the people who surrounded yourself with before, they're not, most of them aren't really going to even get it or even want to be around it. Or they'll ignore your calls or messages, some of them. And I just think that, okay, well, if you're going to do something new, yes, it will be lonely, but it won't be lonely for long. It was easy for you to find people who have felt that loneliness or that, or even have gone through those struggles. And I think that's a really good, like, reminder for everybody that's doing this business, that if you've never done it before, this is inevitable and it's a good thing.
That's great, Eddie.
Totally what you made me think of when I was
It's definitely, I think the big difference that separates those who keep rising to the up and up and up in the business is that when they hit those lonely moments, they surround themselves with immersion. They just immerse themselves in the calls, in the podcast, in the training. Mm-hmm. They don't stop showing up. Even though nothing's happening, they just don't stop showing up.
They don't look back. They don't go back.
Good
point.
So let's talk about, just real quick, what did you do? So you went gold, platinum, diamond, like in the blink of an eye. The next thing I knew, you were like, wow. Right. So tell me from the day we met, that when we had dinner at Leadership, to the day you hit diamond, what did you do that propelled you into that, you know, into that, just propelled you forward? What did you do?
Well, I want to kind of back up to convention, because I feel like that's really where it started. So that would have been just a few months before, in September.
Yes.
So first of all, if you have not been to convention, this is what I tell my team, and I'm going to tell you guys, move heaven and earth to be there.
Agreed.
It is the best thing that you can do. That was my first convention, September 2015.
Wow.
And it lit this fire inside of me. And that was that month I came home and hit silver, because I was just, there was just this magnetism, and I felt like I was attracting all these people into my business because I was so passionate and so, I had such a conviction. And, I wouldn't stop. And so that fall, I had a lot of new people hit director, executive, elite. And I taught my team how to stack their volume into two legs that they would click to premier quicker, which would click me to gold quicker. So there was kind of that strategy of teaching my team to have two really strong legs. I know it's tempting to start that third leg for your power of three, but really, really wait until it's the right person. Because I did it with the wrong person in the beginning, and it has come back to haunt me many times. But you know, training them to do that. And then that momentum, I just knew that spring I had to do Diamond Club. And if you're in a place where you qualify to do Diamond Club, do it.
Do it.
It will bust your tail. And it will be one of the most challenging things of your life. But Diamond Club, it forces you to, like, it pushes you out of your nest. And I think at that point, because you have to be a silver to qualify, you're like, you're a little beyond that fear of teaching classes and whatnot. But it forces you to get out there and teach literally a gazillion classes and meet with anybody that walks that will meet with you. And you hustle and you do it. And I wanted to win Diamond Club so bad. I didn't win. I think I placed like 35 or something, but I was so proud of that. And that kicked me up to platinum. And then I'm going to be totally honest. Summer was awful.
Brutal.
It was so awful and brutal. And I really, really wanted to walk as diamond at convention. And I think that was the first time that I set a goal for myself and I didn't hit it. Was not only did I, you know, I come off of this high of Diamond Club reaching platinum, I went into summer and it just went like this. I'm like, what is happening? And I thought I was going to hit diamonds in the summer and it didn't happen. And that was a great opportunity for me also to work with my team and coach them about, hey, sometimes you do set a goal and sometimes it might not happen. And that's okay. You have to keep going and know that it's not a no, it's just a not right now. And just continue those habits, continue those actions. And so that, but coming back into the fall, we love convention and my team loves BOGOs. Holy moly, my team goes crazy for BOGOs. And and then we got back up just got back on track in the fall and built that momentum up and it was a win-win. You don't ever hit diamond or a leadership rank on your own ever.
No, you can't.
You can't. No, I have such a phenomenal team. I could brag this whole phone call about them, but they're just phenomenal. And I've learned so much as a leader, how to communicate with my team. Think about this. If you're going for silver or if you're going for gold or if you're going for diamond and you have these or whatever rank you're going for, if there's leaders or legs that need to be in place, you can't just make up your mind and not talk to your leaders. Like, they need to be on that same page as you. Like, if you want to hit silver, that means that you need to have three leaders who are on the same track to hit elite the same month that you want to hit silver. So you've got to have those conversations. You've got to be communicating with them and be on the same page and be like-minded. And I've learned a tremendous amount about communication through that process. Yeah.
So tell me what your, but with the communication, tell me what your, like, I'm using quote fingers, but no one can actually see them. So what is your mentor, coaching communication, routine look like?
Yeah. I have to be honest. I'm really horrible at formal mentoring. I'm horrible at it. And I come to accept that. And a lot of my leaders need that. And I try my best to be available to them as much as I can, but I'm horrible at it. And they know that. I really do well with group mentoring. That's my style. I like having people together. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. Actually, this month I'm doing I'm calling it my launch mentoring program. So I was coached by Tiffany Peterson while I was doing Diamond Club, and I loved her sort of group coaching method and model. And so I'm sort of like doing something similar where have everyone together, do a group mentoring session, and then we have a Q&A later in the week, all via Zoom. So I've got about 30 people signed up to do this, and ranging everywhere from people who literally are signing up this month so that they can get in on it to people who have been, you know, maybe launched and they need to relaunch, you know? So planning on going forward, doing more of that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we use a lot of Facebook, like, you know, it's kind of an easy place. We have a leadership group and that's where I post and share a lot of communication. But I'm really excited about this group mentoring program. I challenge you guys to use a platform like Zoom. Like, I did not know what I was doing when I first started using Zoom. I'm like, I'm going to figure it out,
yep.
You know? And if you need to figure out a way to mentor your team or to do a wellness consultation or a business overview with someone who maybe can't meet one-on-one with you, like, Zoom is such a great platform. And I know that there are others too, but stretch yourself and challenge yourself and just think of creative ways of how can I use my strengths.
Yeah.
And encourage my team and work with my team. And, you know, that's, that's what works for us.
This is such a fabulous idea.
I mean, it really is. It's just about, I mean, everything you've said so far is all of it is just, it's what I've been saying lately is you are the only limit.
Yeah.
You're the only limit there. People ask, yes. You know, people ask things like, can I do this? Should I do this? What about this? And I'm like, you're the only limit that is in your way. You're the one that's all your limits. If you're not willing to figure out Zoom, that's you setting your limit. If you're not willing to figure out how to teach class in Wisconsin from California, that's you making limits for yourself. And so it feels like
That's so true.
Yeah. It feels like every upper rank, an upper rank could be, you know, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, whatever. Yeah. Every upper rank figures out how to remove their limits. And they just, there's no right or wrong way to do it. There's no coaching through it. They just figure it out. And that's hard for people to hear. But, you know, after going to GoPro, and Tony Robbins was talking about, if you get mad at your upline or your downline, you're thinking like an employee. You've got to think
entrepreneur,
and you've got to just make your own way. And I thought, you know what? It's so true. We just kind of are spaghetti throwers. See if it sticks, move forward, figure it out. And I love it. Every one of these, you included, who've been on our podcast have said the same thing. I just figured it out. I just worked through it. I knew I was going to get through it. So
right. You don't wait for someone to give you that permission. You take that initiative, you take that action, and you realize that I might not be successful. It might be a failure, but I'm going to learn from that failure, and I'm going to learn what works and what doesn't work and how to move forward. I think it's Gay Hendricks who says, I love this quote. He says, if you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them.
Yep.
And that's just like, whoa.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, if you sit there and you tell me, you know, I'm tapped out of my resources or my people. It's like, okay, if you want to argue for that, then that's what you get to keep. That's where you're going to stay. You're not going to grow from that place.
Yeah.
So I love that quote.
Well,
did you want to get to the questions yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, real quick, before we get to the questions, I know that right now, because it's, you know, new year, we just started, a lot of people are setting goals right now, or they've set goals. And I feel like maybe you can help me articulate one cool thing about this and we'll move on. Yeah. But I think a lot of people have trouble right now setting goals because they don't know what's realistic. Like they're looking for some kind of stick so they can go, okay, well, I'm at this position. Is it realistic to say that I will be at this position by this date? Because, and they'll say this, I don't want to set a goal and then not hit it.
And then not hit it. Right.
Maybe you can help these people because you set a massive goal that summer said you're not going to hit any goal this summer. And then kind of had to deal with that. So I'm curious about if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's so good. I think really when it comes to goal setting, I encourage you to bring voices into your life. So who is your upline or who is someone who's in a position where, you know, in your upline somewhere that you can talk to and share your goals with them, share what you want. So like give them your dream goal and just be like, I want to be silver in 6 months. And they can maybe work with you and tell and look at your organization and you know, have those conversations with you and go, okay, is this a realistic goal? Is this an attainable goal? And I think that having that voice will really help you. I've had to be honest with my leaders sometimes when they give me their goals. I'm like, I love this so much. I love that you want to be silver in like 3 months and that you are, you know, that you're just starting or whatever. And just like coach them through that and be like, let's do it. Like maybe the minimum target outrageous goal. I love that. You guys probably have you heard of that? The minimum target outrageous. So setting like your minimum goal is like absolutely no questions asked by this date, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you were launching your business, if this was day one of your business, a great minimum target would be like 90 days to elite. Mm-hmm. That's a great, like, minimum 90 days, I will be elite. A great target goal would be 60 days. Okay, so I'm going to shoot for 60. And then my outrageous goal would be like 30 days. Like,
oh, okay, I got you.
30 days, you know. So minimum target outrageous. So maybe having that, what you're shooting for, having a stretch goal and then having a bare minimum goal and giving yourself some room there. I've done the goal setting where I'm like, absolutely positively on this day, I'm going to be this rank. And I don't know if I'm going to do that again, other than my minimum goal. My minimum goal is like, absolutely minimum by December 2017, I'm going to be Blue Diamond.
Yeah.
That's my minimum goal. But everything in between there is, it's fair game and it will happen when it's supposed to happen. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, I think that's going to help people a lot. That's awesome. Thank you. All right. So let's get to the questions.
So we have a Crossline friend, Martha Finney, who wrote a book, Best Worst First, and she interviewed some of the coolest network marketers.
Yeah.
We're funny because we have our own little celebrities within our world. And most of them, I grew up hearing their names. And so it was really neat. And so we thought it would be fun in our own company with our own top leaders to ask the best, worst, first questions. And so we want to ask you, and there's no right or wrong answer. There's just your answer.
Right.
So what is the best thing that someone can do when they start a doTERRA business?
Yeah.
Do this business.
Even when they just did the business in general. Yeah. What's the best thing that they can do?
The best thing they can do. These are such great questions. Like putting me on the spot. I would figure out why this is important to you. Like, you have to have that deep, and people talk a lot about why, and I didn't really get that for a while, but it's really just, it's asking yourself the same question over and over and over again. Why is this important to me?
Yeah.
And then you answer that question and then you ask it again. Okay. Why is that important to me? Okay. Why is that important to me?
Yeah.
And continuing to ask yourself that question until you reach this place that touches your soul and your heart, and that's the place that you have to come back to and pull from and draw from. And Eddie, I love the questions that you ask when you do your little why whisper things and you have people just like sobbing. I love those questions. And I'm thinking on the right book, like, why is this important to you? What is it? What happens if it does happen, and then what if it doesn't happen? Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think those questions are so great to ask yourself. And so really getting clear on why you're doing this. I think that's the best thing that you can do.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love that. I just got chills because when we look at it this way, this is not, we're not employees. We're not trying to make a paycheck. We're not trying to pay bills or whatever. This is more. Mm-hmm. You just reminded me why I love this business so much, because it makes us better people.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And that means that we have to challenge these weaknesses that we have, which is like the worst part of the business. You know, weakness you got, it's going to get found. That sucker will get exposed.
It's coming out.
It'll be naked right there, and you're going to have to deal with it. I love it. So best thing to yourself, ask those questions really. Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Ask them daily.
So
okay.
What's the worst thing? What's the worst thing someone could do in this business?
I think that the worst thing that you can do is tiptoe in, or to say, I'll give this a try. I'll see how it goes. and there's a massive, you guys are laughing because you're like, yep, you know, it's true. There's such a difference between a hobby and a business.
Yeah.
And I think that might be something that you get clear on in that beginning stage of why you're doing this is this a hobby or is this a business? Or we oftentimes hear, am I a sharer or am I a builder or whatever? Is this a hobby or is this a business? I guarantee you, if you treat this like a hobby or like a side thing, you're going to get burnt out. And I think that's the worst thing that you can do is, okay, when I have time, I'll just, you know, maybe post some things on, I'll create a Facebook invite and invite all these random people that I haven't talked to since high school and invite them to my class and not tell them about it. Okay. Oh my gosh. Don't do that. you know, tiptoeing in. I learned this from one of my uplines, Roxy Saran. I love her so much. And she even played for us on a team call, a YouTube video of a jet plane, a 747 taking off on the runway. And she was like, I just want you to watch this because this is what it's like to launch your business. There is a full throttle season, right? When you're taking off that runway, you are full throttle. You are go, 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 and giving it all that you can to get that plane up and lifted and launched, right? And it's like that when you're launching your business. Guys, be encouraged and know that if you're in that launch stage right now, it's not like that for the rest of your time with doTERRA.
Oh,
like,
brilliant.
Once That's you so get perfect. That business up and launched and going, you know, and it's not that you ever stop because you don't ever stop nurturing and working your business. It's just the seasons come and go. There are full throttle seasons. Like when I was doing Diamond Club, that was a full throttle season. But then, you know, there are seasons where you're able to kind of enjoy what you've created and what you've launched and nurture it in a different way. And it's not always full throttle. So yeah. I think that, yeah, just the worst thing you can do is to not go 100% and just a little tiptoe in here. I'll test the waters. I'll see how it goes. Because you're going to get really burnt out. You're going to get really discouraged and you'll give up.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Nobody wants that.
No.
So it ties into your first question.
It does. So, yes. So the last one in this is, I know that a lot of us who have started our business, we didn't know our why. And so the best thing you can do is to know why you're doing this. But the first thing you can do is always different.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To someone who is starting out from, let's say on your team, what is the first thing they need to do?
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, there's a lot of first things that need to do.
Clear the calendar.
Well, I mean, what we do, we have kind of three first steps that we do. The first one is to create a 30-day non-negotiable goal. Mm-hmm. And whether that's a race goal or whether that's I'm going to teach 4 classes in my first 30 days or I want to enroll 4 people or whatever, like just set a 30-day non-negotiable goal. During my first 30 days, I'm going to do these things.
Awesome.
Okay. And do them. And then the next step is to definitely make your names list and get that list going. And you can go online and Google memory joggers, like contact memory joggers. If you're having a hard time maybe coming up with those names. And what I tell my team to do when they're making their names list is I say, write everybody's name down. I say, don't make up their mind for them. It's not fair to make up someone's mind for them. Even if you feel like, oh, they would never use essential oils.
No.
Guys, I can't tell you how many people are on my team that I would have never thought that they would have been into doTERRA or into natural things. And they love them. They've totally changed their lifestyle. It's amazing. So don't make up people's minds for them. And then also, if you have friends that you're like, oh, they already use essential oils. Okay, but are they members with doTERRA? Probably not. So don't take them off of your list. If you know that they use, just put everybody on your list. Get them on there. 100 names, no less. Absolutely non-negotiable. And then plugging those classes or one-on-ones into your schedule. So working with your enroller and having them maybe come and do 1 or 2 or however many you guys can work out. Do a couple events together, even if they need to be online. If your upline is away from you, you could do a Zoom class or something. You could do a Facebook class. So those are kind of the first three. I know it's technically 3 things, but setting that 30-day non-negotiable goal, making your names list, and getting classes on the schedule.
Awesome.
That's really what we do.
That's perfect.
I love that. And what that is, if you put that all down into one word, is be in action. Is action. All 3 of those things are action.
Yeah.
Action.
Yep. 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 And don't let fear hold you back. Don't let fear hold you back. I mean, it's so easy to start out and look at that and just go, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I can't do this, or I don't know enough, or what am I going to do with my kids? How can I schedule classes if I don't have babysitting lined up? Or just say yes and make it happen. And I can't tell you guys how many things I've said yes to and been like, I'll figure out the details later. Say yes and figure it out and make it happen.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's so true. When you say yes, no matter what roadblocks you think are in your way, you will get it done because you will get it done.
Yeah.
Well, this was nothing less than awesome. That was
good.
That was awesome.
We really appreciate you and, you know, taking the time out for our podcast and just being such a great example in our company and in this profession. And so thank you for that. And we are excited to just kind of watch your journey, keep watching it.
Yeah.
And
thanks, guys.
You know, love on your team. But I think with that, we appreciate everyone who's listening. We are excited for the new year.
Where can they find her?
Lindsay, let's just, you know, we like let people find those who jump on our podcast outside of your team. Where can people find you easiest? Where can they find you on social
media? I'm on Facebook. I'm really active on there. If you guys listen to the podcast, I'm sure we have mutual friends. So if you just search my name, I'll pop up. It's Lindsay Gunsaulls, LindsayGunsaulls. So find me on Facebook, friend me on there. I'm also on Instagram at Lindsay Guns. So you can connect with me on there too.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. So happy new year to everyone. Thank you, Lindsay. We are just going to say goodbye with that because I think this was just fabulous.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I think the best part about it was that because you're you're so fresh and, you know, hitting this rank of diamond and so on, I think a lot of people listening need to listen to this that are even just starting. So I appreciate you so much for doing that.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. So for Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week and happy selling.
And sharing. Keep sharing the podcast.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.